The Big Show.
Wake up
with PT
3BA.
Now, if you like a good read, I think I've found one for you. It's about a guy by the name of, we'll get to that shortly. It's by an author by the name of Tobias McCorkle. And it's about living down in Coburg and I guess the split personalities of living two sides of the Yarra River. Tobias, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
That is my pleasure. Would I be correct in my summation there, Tobias?
Yeah, that's true. The book is split between, it's about a boy in the last 2 years of high school, split between growing up in his working class suburb and getting sent off to a private school south of the river. So he spends his life divided between those two spaces. But he also spends time in the country as well. So he's got to spend time in the country with his dad and his paternal side of the family.
Which is up Shepparton way, yeah?
Yeah, Shepparton, Seymour, so that sort of Goulburn Valley region as well, yeah.
Yeah, so is this the work of fiction or non-fiction?
It's fiction, yeah. A little bit based on some of my experiences growing up. I did actually grow up in Coburg and did go to school on the other side of the river. So I had that sort of exposure to, social class in Australia, and that has become this theme in my work that I wanted to focus on.
So tell us about the main character and the difficulties that he had in growing up on both sides of the Yarra.
Yeah, so the main character in the book's name is Ford McCullen, and he's a 16-year-old going on 17, and his life is split between these two different social worlds, the world of his local neighbourhood in Coburg with his footy mates, as well as living with his family. His mother's having a midlife crisis or a nervous breakdown, and he's also living with his grandparents as well, so they're kind of a tight-knit family, and it's a tight-knit community locally. And then he's split, obviously, going to this other world, this prestigious Catholic elite boys' school. And he feels sort of isolated in both worlds, and he's trying to find his feet. I mean, it's a coming-of-age novel, but it's not a young adult novel. It's certainly a work of fiction for adults. And I think there's something in it for everybody. I think we've all had those experiences of crossing class boundaries, perhaps, or transcending class stratas in our life. And that was one of the things I wanted to focus on and show how that could be difficult for somebody of that age.
Yeah, I'm glad, Tobias, that you mentioned the fact that it wasn't for the younger generation, but for the older. There is quite a bit of coarse language in there, and I guess there was a bit of that thrown around the old days of Coburg.
Yes, certainly.
And he's also got to deal with the fact that he goes to St. Kevin's, infamous for, Cardinal George Pell was down there, wasn't he?
I went to St. Kevin's. In the book, it's not St. Kevin's. I did go to St. Kevin's College. And, St. Kevin's, unfortunately, has become a little bit infamous in recent times.
So did you base that part of the book on the fact that you went to St. Kevin's?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how much of your experience at St. Kevin's comes across through in this book?
I think it's more the setting, really, than the actual experiences of the characters. You draw a little bit from your own life, and certainly the school is kind of portrayed there in disguised as fiction. But in terms of what happens in the book, it's all fiction, you know, like it's not really what I would have experienced directly, but I suppose it's a summation of private school culture, which is something I wanted to talk about in Melbourne. I mean, there's a lot of private schools in Melbourne, and there is a culture around it, the way that people think about their schooling and the values that those schools represent. That was something I wanted to comment on, yeah.
Are you still down Melbourne way, Tobias?
I am. I'm still in Coburg, actually. I just moved. I actually just moved back. I didn't move far, honestly. I spent about the last 5 or 6 years in Carlton, which is just up the road. I'm back in Coburg.
Well, I'm guessing you can't move far. You've only got 5 kilometres to choose from.
Exactly. So I'm within my bubble, yeah.
Tobias, give us a little bit of background about you and your writing and how you started writing.
Yeah, sure. I think, like most people who start writing, I just started because I loved reading. And so when I left school, I was, you know, an avid reader and fell in love with literature and just started following my nose with writing. I ended up at university for a long time. The last 8 or 9 years I've been teaching at university, and I've been teaching creative writing specifically. And I was doing a lot of freelance writing as well. I've written about 7 or 8 books under a pseudonym, sort of commercial things. But this is my first novel. This is my first work of fiction. But I've probably been writing fiction for the last 12 years, really.
Well, congratulations, Tobias. Everything in its right place. It is a very, very good read. And just before I let you go, Tobias, for any budding writers out there, have you got a couple of tips?
The only tip is to read and develop your own practice. Practice is the way to do it.
And go to school.
That's it, yeah.
Mate, I wish you all the best of luck with everything in its right place. As I said, a great read. Tobias McCorkle, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you endure lockdown down there in Melbourne and stay COVID-19 safe, won't you?
Thanks very much, Paul. Really appreciate it.